Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Fluffy bread, fresh tortillas, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and seriously, great taste. Made from a new recipe using heart-healthy olive oil and resistant wheat starch that acts as a prebiotic fiber to promote gut health, Hero Bread products have more of the dietary fiber and protein you want without the net carbs and sugar you don't. There's something for every craving. Sliced bread loaves, buns, and tortillas, plus monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites with no compromise. Like the 2 gram net carb Hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb Hero cheddar biscuit. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout. That's HEROPOD at HERO.co.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun: Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What is good? It's the crisis. Throwing up a celebrity shot for Mimi Burr. She has some stuff she's got to take care of. And hey, if you got some good vibes, some good positive things, throw it her way, because she provides so much amazing content, such amazing entertainment with this podcast. And hey, you know, sometimes people got to take a break, handle some stuff, and hey, that's where I get to come in and throw a celebrity shot. And not only is it the AEW Dynamite review, it is also the after show from what I am dubbing as the number one pay-per-view of the year. I don't care what promotion it is. None of them compared to what Full Gear, and coincidentally, it was my first ever AEW pay-per-view that I got to watch, and Man, they already took care of the reviews of that, so I ain't got to worry about that. But hey, I just want you to know, as a year and a half now fan of AEW, that did it for me. I'm all in, and no pun intended. So we're just gonna get straight up into this. I know you've been waiting for the for the Dynamite review, and you know, hey, I just wanted to make sure I did it right, so I had to rewatch the show one more time and make sure that I had all the points to hit, and that we're just going to get right up into them. You know, it starts off straight up Hangman Adam Page. We're going to have a cowboy shiznit celebration, and you know, before that actually gets to start and get going, we get to hear from Kenny Omega, and I've done the research, and I know the facts are out there. Kenny Omega, I have so much respect for this man. He literally is having issues lifting anything with his arms at the moment. That's how actually injured he is. And despite what Tony Khan said, despite what his doctor said, he wanted to put Hangman Adam Page over. And that's exactly what he did. He played the role of the villain getting defeated to the T. And he explains this. He actually says, hey, he's not, you know, putting any blame on himself or Hangman. He's like, Hangman beat him flat out. And he says he has to do change some things, and he can't do it here. I know that that means he needs to take some time off. And he also has another belt that he might have to drop in the other promotion. But as he's saying all this, he says, hey, I hope you guys to the other elite that he says he hopes that they can hold down the fort while he's gone. And Adam Cole, of course, speaks up. He's like, hey, don't worry, I got this. And funny moment, Kenny looks at him and says, hey, I wasn't really talking to you, but hey, I love your enthusiasm, but I was actually talking to the Young Bucks. And this story will actually play out more later on. So you get that from Adam Page. He's going to go away for a while, taking a much-deserved break, a salute. We're going to take a moment. We're going to pause, and we're going to thank Kenny Omega for the absolute amazing job he has done as champion. One of the most epic runs that I've ever seen in any promotion. I absolutely love it. And he has some time off that is much-deserved. But back to the story. Hey, you know, what's going to happen, you know, is Adam Cole and the Young Bucks going to create their own thing, because they were posting on Twitter that they are the best three-person faction in all of wrestling. Easter egg, maybe? We'll have to wait to see what happens. So after Omega, you know, has this little backstage speak, we get to the Cowboy Shiznit Day celebration, and it was really nice to see Hangman Adam Page come out and you know, not be so shy. He even mentioned it. He's like, I'm usually shy, I'm usually a little more reserved, but hey, I'm the champion, so I'm gonna do what I want to do. And you know, he gets to talk a little bit of trash, and quote unquote, he gets to flap his gums, and that comes into play, as in we all know who the number one contender is. That is Bryan Danielson, and that is when Bryan Danielson's music hits, comes on out, and we get what I think is one of the most amazing moments that I've seen in all of wrestling. I was in Seattle when Daniel Bryan was working for another company, and the crowd took over the show. I was there. I am from Washington. This is where I'm at. Bryan Danielson is from Aberdeen, Washington, and he comes out, and you know, it's neat to think that these are both baby faces. And now they are on a collision course together, so what's going to happen? And that's exactly what we get, is we get Bryan Danielson coming on out and first, you know, putting out his hand to acknowledge and shake the hand of Hangman Adam Page. Congratulations. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Okay. But then, you know, you realize that Bryan Danielson has been wrestling every day, almost on every show since he got there, and he comes on in and he starts slowly turning himself, and he does it so slowly and so efficiently. He says certain words that I just really can't put out to you with the same kind of viscosity that he did. So I'm going to tell you the moment. I'm going to show you the moment, let you hear it yourself. The moment that it'll happen sometimes. Bryan Danielson, the moment he turned heel.
Listen, I didn't come out here to start any beef between us. I didn't want any of that. Although, to be fair, you're not going to be wrestling somebody who's going to dress up as a Ghostbuster on Halloween. I'm coming to kick some ass. And If you guys want to see cowboy shit, apparently cowboy shit doesn't involve wrestling. I'm out here wrestling every week and you're just out here flapping your gums. So hey, some people celebrate like that. When I won the world championship at WrestleMania, I wrestled the very next day.
That's right there. Oh my God. He mentioned WrestleMania. He referenced WWE on AEW Dynamite, and you can hear it from the crowd. It started as soon as that word fell out of his mouth. It was a rumble. It was a, oh no, I can't believe he said. And you know what? To be perfectly honest, for Bryan Danielson to turn heel, I knew he had to do something drastic, and there's no way, shape, or form I think he could have done it any better. Kudos to that. He ends up getting in a shoving match with Hangman Adam Page. They get into it a bit, and the very first match of the night actually ends up being, and it was advertised, but it's Bryan Danielson versus Evil Uno, and that's where the storyline is so beautiful. Long term storytelling is so beautiful because Bryan Danielson puts on a clinic. He beats the snot out of Evil Uno, and after he's done doing it, as he taps him out, he actually holds his pose with his arms up in the air, and he keeps the submission hold on until the referee has to break it up, and you know, fully cementing himself. He even cussed at the crowd. It was on TV. They couldn't bleep it out. He cussed at the crowd, dropped an F-bomb. FCC is going to have fun with that one on national television. And he cemented himself as a solid heel and giving Hangman Adam Page someone legitimate and really high caliber. I can't wait for the match already, but that's the beauty of it. They're going long term because after the match, Bryan Danielson gets on the mic and he says flat out, he knows that match will happen eventually, but until he gets there, he's going to start with, what is his name? Let me look here real quick in my notes. I can't remember his name, but he's basically going to go through every single one of the Dark Order. It's going to start with Colt Cabana next week in Chicago. And so we get to see Bryan Danielson attempt to go through the complete Dark Order lineup to Adam Page. That is off the hook. I can say that I'm invested. I'm in. I'm all in. I am telling you. And then after that, we get MJF. And we know how much I love MJF. I know if you've heard me before, I've said it a million times. MJF is the best heel in the game. And I feel it full gear. He proved that he is definitely in those top echelon of professional wrestlers in the ring. Just absolutely beautiful. And he comes out and does a promo, but he's not coming out and doing a promo. It's actually a recorded promo from right after AEW's full gear after he beat Darby Allin. And he even alludes to the fact that he doesn't know what's going on in his knee, alluding to the fact that maybe he has an injury that he's nursing, or maybe there's something going on there. But he basically says that he is as good as he says he is. He is what he says he is, and he needs to come out there on AEW's Dynamite, and maybe he needs to go talk about the title. I'm already in on that. We all know this. It is MJF, and he just nails it every single time. So after that, we get up into Eddie Kingston. Poor Eddie Kingston. He cannot cut a promo without anybody interrupting. And again, it happened again. And to be honest with you, like, I still call the tag team 2.0. I remember when they got cut from NXT, but he refers to them as Blockhead and his friend, and they're with Daniel Garcia, and they interrupt Eddie Kingston in his promo. Eddie Kingston gets a little buck wild with him. He challenges him basically to a match the next week. It's good to see that after, you know, the match with CM Punk, and it felt good to me to see CM Punk getting booed a little bit against Eddie Kingston, because if it comes to investment, I love CM Punk. I'm happy CM Punk's here, but Man, Eddie Kingston's got, you know, got me on his side. You know, he's got me invested in his character, in his gimmick, whatever you want to call it. Him as a person, like, I am invested in Eddie Kingston. So it's nice to see that, you know, after that match, you know, at Full Gear, you know, he's able to move on. You know what I'm saying? And immediately get into something else, because I need to see more Eddie Kingston on my television. And then we get into a match with a Butcher and the Blade, and I am new to AEW in the last year and a half, and I'm very extremely new to the Butcher and the Blade, but damn, that's two big men that if I seen them on the street, I'm walking like three blocks the other way.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, because they are absolutely ruthless. The hits, they look so hard. They have such a violent style, and I absolutely love every bit of it. They go ahead and go into a match with Cassidy and Tomohiro Ishii. I hope I say it right. He's new to me. This is my first time seeing him. And they have a tag team match that could, you know, headline any show on television. I'm telling you, absolute clinic when it comes to professional wrestling. It ends up, you know, with Cassidy and Ishii winning. I don't got much more to say about it. It was just, when you're watching these shows and you're watching professional wrestling, that's honestly what you're looking for, and you're hoping it doesn't always happen. But that was a match that made the whole show completely worthwhile for a professional wrestling standpoint, because it was a clinic. It was an absolute clinic. And watching Orange Cassidy do his nonchalant moves with his hands in his pockets, like, I'm telling you, I cannot get enough of that. I could see that 50 million times, and I'm okay with it. After that, we get up into a nice promo, and it's bringing together. It seems convoluted. This is a storyline that I don't really have all the pieces. But I get it. On Twitter and on social media, I feel like we've gotten hints that Malakai Black is going to start putting together his House of Black. And if that's the end game, like, I totally get it. But as of right now, it just really feels like a lot of random amazing wrestlers that need to be on television, you know, all involved in the storyline. But basically, to sum it all up, you get the promo that basically gets Andrade, FTR, and Malakai Black. They're going to be set up into an 8-man tag match with Cody Rhodes, Lucha House Party, and gosh, what's the other guy's name? I mean, I'm having a blank. I'm sorry. It happens. I'm new to this still, so sometimes I forget people's names. But it's an 8-man tag match between all of them, and I'm stoked to see it. I mean, these are some of the best talented professional wrestlers, you know, in the game, all in the same match. So, you know what? I'm all about it. But I'm still so focused on the fact that Cody Rhodes is still getting booed out the building. And that's got to be hard. I'm going to say it. Cody, turn heel. Turn heel. The crowd is not buying you. I know he's sworn that he'll never turn heel, but it's his time. Cena had to do it. The Rock had to do it. You know, if you're a babyface and you're getting booed out the building, at what point do you you just got to turn heel? Because it's starting to become go-away heat, and I don't believe that Cody Rhodes deserves go-away heat. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like the only reason why he's getting it is because he's stubborn. So, hey, man, you know wrestling. You're one of the owners of the company. Come on, turn heel. The crowd will ultimately love you for it. What else happened on Dynamite? You got Jamie Hayter versus Thunder Rosa coming up next week. That's a Thunder Rosa lights out the unsanctioned match with Britt Baker. Yeah, I'm all in there. You got also got Conti up in a match. Nyla Rose, that's the next match I got to see, was Nyla Rose and how impressive that woman is. I don't know. Like I said, I'm a year and a half into this, so I didn't see the 50 some odd wins that Nyla Rose has. And she has a match against Hikaru Shida, and it was absolutely a barn burner. And watching Nyla Rose work in the ring, like in realistic terms, I'm like, who can beat that woman? Like, who could beat that woman? I know she's been champion before, but I think I'd be excited to see her do it again, because that TBS championship, you know, hey, it's cool, let's see it, let's get it. I'm glad the women have another championship to throw around, because it was much needed. And Britt Baker, she deserved to win at Full Gear. That is flat out 100%. She deserved to win, and she is a great representation of women's division on AEW. Malakai Black, he comes back with another promo, and the reason why I made a note on this is Malakai Black's promos, I want to see all of them in a row when he's done. I want to see all of them in a row, because it is so cinematic. It is so beautiful. It is so well written and worded that, like, I know for a fact that Malakai Black is a completely different person outside of the world of wrestling. Like, he is a cool, cool dude, but his character, believable in every single way, and the way he cuts a promo, I mean, this is cinematic, and you don't get a lot of that in professional wrestling, true cinematic promos, and I love it, and I hope I get more of it, and I will take it every chance I get. After that, we had the Acclaimed. The Acclaimed came down. They did their normal freestyle, and I gotta say, today, as a former MC, a current MC, however you want to look at it, I've always judged their freestyle on the way to the ring, and today, man, they hit it. When they said that Lio Rush was better off as a manager, I almost spit out my beer, like, for real. Almost spit it out, because I love all these subtle references that AEW's, the roster, because there's a lot of them that do it, make subtle jabs at the other promotion. Bobby Fish saying, and that is having Adam Cole stop him, saying, we don't say that here, undisputed, Bryan Danielson saying WrestleMania, like, I'm cool with that, because in the end, professional wrestling is a fraternity, and it doesn't matter what promotion you're on, in the end, these guys are all on the same team. They're all in the same locker rooms. They all support each other. You know how many people from each promotion are actually backstage during the other promotion's pay-per-views? There's so many couples and people, that are, romantically involved with people from other promotions. The whole what do you want to call rivalry between two promotions, that only exists for us as the fans and for the owners of the companies. That's it. It doesn't have nothing to do with the actual players of the game. So, hey, I'm absolutely stoked for it. AEW just is doing things better right now. I'm going to say it. They are doing things better across the board, because in the last year and a half of watching it, I've seen a show that has gotten tightened. I've seen stories that have gotten even better written. And I've seen stories that have taken 2 years to culminate. And that is what you want to get. And that's how you get these fans, is really getting us invested and emotionally invested in these stories. And that, my friends, in my opinion, is professional wrestling. To end it off, yeah, it's Sammy Guevara, who I agree, he is one of the pillars of AEW, and every time he is out there doing a match, I am impressed more and more and more every time. He has a title match. I say that in quotes, because it's with Lethal. Lethal is someone I know nothing about, brand new to me in every way, shape, or form. All I know is that Booker T is a huge supporter of this man. And so I already knew coming into this match that this was a showcase to show Lethal off and to show him, with one of the top guys in the company, because as far as I know, he was the top guy anywhere else he was. And that's exactly what we got. I mean, I know he wasn't going to win, in the end, but we got some spots. There was a spot where Sammy Guevara jumps off of the turnbuckle and tries to land on Lethal on the table and goes through it. Like, whoa, man, like they put on a absolute show. It was 100% worthy of the main event. And of course, Sammy Guevara winning, but that wasn't the point of this match. The point of this match was to showcase Lethal, and you know what? I'm in. I want to see some more, and I can't wait to, you know, see what he does, you know, beyond, you know, the moves, because that's what we got to see, is we got to see how good he is in the ring. And now, from this point on, we get to see how good he is at everything else, because like MJF says, it's not just being good on the microphone, it's not just being good in the ring, you have to be the complete package. And that brings me to my ending point, AEW. Right now, from a fan that's only been in it for a year and a half, and I feel honored to step in for Mimi Burris to do these reviews, I'm excited. I find myself looking forward to the AEW shows and pay-per-views more than I'm looking forward to the shows I used to watch. It's not because I'm giving up or I'm choosing a side. I'm just saying right now, AEW is how the kids say today. Lit! Lit. They have it down. It is on point, and it has me emotionally invested. And that's why I love AEW. And that's why I love all y'all listening to these podcasts. Again, you know, I made it quick, I made it short, I made it to the point, because there's no way I can hold the candle to Mimi, because I'm just doing a celebrity shot. But you know, I'm a new fan, but I can tell you this, I am in. AEW Dynamite. Can't wait for the for Rampage this weekend. And hey, Mimi, I'm sure she's gonna be back next week. So y'all have a great weekend. If I won't talk to you again, obviously. So hey, I'm gonna tell you now. Have a good Thanksgiving and enjoy more AEW.